Proclamation number 754, dated the January 24, 1939. 3 years test of faith. Christianity. Every task involves a certain commitment, and the earthly child should always vigorously strive to meet this and not allow mediocrity to creep in, since a work such as this demands great dedication and is too vast to be likened to daily routine work. And thus you are advised to give all your will and devotion to this work, that it should not suffer any loss on account of trivialities. And now begin. It will take 3 complete years for Christianity as a whole to pass its test of faith, to either become strong within itself or to completely abandon its faith in Jesus Christ as Savior of the world. And during these 3 years, a clear separation will be distinctly noticeable, because the world and its followers endeavor to achieve a total separation from faith, whilst the others unite ever more firmly and devote themselves ever more deeply to their Savior and Redeemer. The latter flock will be much smaller indeed, and for this reason great hardship must still afflict the world to save what is not yet completely bound by Satan. The large community of those who deny the Lord are approaching a dreadful time. The Lord is without mercy when his words and advice are no longer heeded and are ridiculed and laughed at. It is of vital importance to realize that time after time the Lord seeks to approach the human being with love and kindness, and that he meets ever more hardened hearts, that his intention always concerns the return of his fallen children and is not understood, thus leaving only one way to soften their hearts, and all clemency and mercy would be in vain, as these are ignored. Human beings can only return to their Creator by way of much grief and distress, even then it has to come from the heart, because the Lord takes no notice of empty prayers, and after that there will be another separation which can yet deceive the ignorant in the final hour. A heartfelt sigh towards the Father of infinity suffices to deliver a child from gravest peril. But those who are not praying in spirit and in truth will call in vain, as their call cannot be heard. And thus there will not be many who acknowledge their relationship with the Father in the last hour, but for the few it will truly be a blessing. Amen.